The Bachelorette was on again, and I like to have a sip. It's the only thing that keeps me from losing my mind while I'm watching it, especially this season.
Okay, so in case you're new to the show, every week Jackson takes one for the team and watches The Bachelorette for us, so we don't have to sit, what is it, 2 hours long nowadays?
2 hours long, and it means that I miss Street Outlaws, which I don't know anything about cars, but for whatever reason, I like to watch them hillbillies drag race.
See, I picture you totally watching that show versus The Bachelorette. But the boss only gives him 47 and a half seconds to recap it Jackson style, so spoiler alert. Just in case something happened last night that Jackson's about to recap for us.
You're going to learn what happened in the whole episode. Ready, set, here we go. 47 and a half second Bachelorette breakdown. They started off the episode with a one-on-one date with Garrett where they went naked bungee jumping in Latvia. That's not how you find a life partner. You meet him at a club, both get full of liquor and make a bad decision in the back of an Uber and then name that bad decision Steven. Hannah got super excited on the group date when they started pouring moonshine. That nose got red real quick. Everyone was having fun on the group date except for Luke Stalker Eyes P. She met Peter in the park for their one-on-one date. If you want to meet Peter in the park here, you just go to John Nolan Drive. They threw 11 herbs and spices on each other. She could have done that at KFC and gotten a biscuit on the side. Jeb broke out his guitar and tried again for that record deal, serenading Hannah and had her in the bedroom when she already half the work was done for him because she was already drunk, obviously. Luke got mad that Hannah is dating other men and learned that women don't like to be called boneheads. Then he told us don't text and drive. The cocktail party was canceled. Went right to the rose ceremony where, shocker, Luke is still there.
Whoa, good work. I have a question, though, going back
John
to
Nolan Drive?
Not the KFC comment. There was a comment you made later on about
bonehead or don't text
bonehead.
And drive.
Who called her a bonehead?
So Luke P. So
he said it to her face?
Yes.
Ooh.
So Hannah, and this is over my time, Hannah went naked bungee jumping with Garrett.
Okay.
All right. And Luke found out, and he is...
Is he the scary one?
Yes.
Okay.
So he went and had a talk with her, and he goes, I'm so mad. You know, I'm expecting you to meet my parents at some point. And it's like, dude, you're still one of seven.
Okay.
You know, like, they don't meet parents, so you're down to the three. You're jumping, you know.
Right.
And I don't think you should be doing that kind of stuff. And he goes, but I want you to know that I'll love you no matter how many boneheaded moves that you make. And it's like, you can't tell her that she's stupid. Like, you can't be like, hey, I love you no matter what. You're on a show where she's dating other men.
And people already think you're the crazy man that shouldn't be on the show.
Yeah, and she was so mad later on, she was like, hey, that wasn't cool what you said. And he was like, I wasn't talking about that. He really tried to politician his way out of it.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, no, you were. And then again, at least three different times in that episode, that nose was bright red. She was back on the hooch.
Well, is this how she getting through the show?
I think so. It's how I get through the show, so I can't blame her. Scott, you've been watching The Bachelor. What's going on, bud?
But how is that stroke still on there?
I have no
idea.
Wait,
who
idea.
Are you talking about?
Luke.
Luke.
Luke
he's
P.
The,
yeah.
He's the creeper one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a real D.
Yes. As a guy, he gives me an uh-oh feeling.
Oh, but every year there's either the guy or the girl.
I will say this.
Like, how the hell they stay
because
on
of producers.
Show?
Yes, this is 100% a producer pick. She has no desire
absolutely.
To be with this guy, but I will say he's around a little bit longer than a lot of like the major. Normally, the drama people calm down and make a switch.
Okay.
Or they get booted off before. I think this is showing how boring she is, that they're still
She's
keeping...
She's about half a wackadoodle herself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love
that
another manly man like Scott is calling in about The Bachelorette.
Well, there used to be other stuff to watch. Now it's kind of narrowed down. There ain't much left.
There's no sports on. It's like a car wreck in an evening gown. You know? You got to slow down and watch it for a minute.
Barb gets me hooked on this stuff. There's a bar over in Sun Prairie we found last year. We were coming back from up north. We had lunch. They have a big party every Bachelorette or Bachelor night.
Are you serious?
Do you remember the name of this bar?
A heart attack.
We need to find out what the name of this bar is because I live comment on my Facebook page and people were saying we need to put together a viewing party.
Yeah.
And I said, let's gauge the interest. And I will live comment during the Bachelorette because the most fun is making fun of this show.
Now don't quote me on the Bachelorette, but I know on the Bachelor one he does it. Because he goes, oh, I get 30, 40 women in here every Monday night.
Wow.
All right.
We got to find out.
I got to go through Sun Prairie Wednesday. I'll drive by it, and I'll get a hold of it and let you know what the name
of the place
is.
Okay, thanks,
Scott.
Bud.